same ones. Pelosi Institute's New Rules for House. 7th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is wasting no time in exercising her newfound power as the majority party's leader in the House of Representatives. Vowing to ram legislation down the Senate's throats and the throat of President George W. Bush in 100 days or less, Pelosi, who claims to know what's right for Americans, not just those in San Francisco, instituted new policies and procedures that she claims are binding on all members of the House and indeed on all citizens except her. She will reign over her peers with both a whip and the more traditional gavel that is associated with her office. Pelosi says, quote, "When I hit someone with my gavel, it means to sit down and shut up. The whip is for anyone who doesn't do so, or doesn't do so quickly enough to suit me," unquote. "The rules of order apply to everyone," Speaker Pelosi declared. "Some might have supposed that the new rules will not apply to them. Let me be very clear, they do." Quote, "Congressmen and women need to understand I am authorized to mete out punishments to anyone who behaves in a disorderly fashion, and I am prepared to flog, dismember, expel, or execute any member who disagrees with my point of view or my agenda, or who threatens to tarnish my public image," unquote. Before speaking, male representatives must bow to the speaker, and female colleagues must curtsy. When informed of this new requirement, both Representatives Carol C. Kilpatrick and Representative Zoe Lofgren said, quote, "We don't know how to curtsy," unquote. Advised of their dilemma, Senator Pelosi replied, quote, "They'd better damned well learn, or I will hold them in contempt, and believe me, no one wants to be held in contempt by me," unquote. The chief clerk will submit the records of each day's proceedings for Senator Pelosi's approval prior to their becoming part of the official congressional record. Appeals to decisions regarding points of order shall no longer be considered, said Pelosi, nor will other members of the House sponsor, vote for, or against, or otherwise be involved in creating or passing legislation. Likewise, she declared, quote, "There will be no motions, no debates, no actions by committees or subcommittees, and no need for a quorum. My word is law," unquote. Upon her entrance into the House, all will be required to stand and remain standing until she exits the chamber. Daily order of business has changed as follows. 1. Prayers to Speaker Pelosi. 2. Pledge of Allegiance to Speaker Pelosi. 3. Approval of Representatives' attire by Speaker Pelosi. 4. Dissolution of standing and select committees by Speaker Pelosi. 5. Adoption of legislation sponsored by Speaker Pelosi. 6. Denigration of President Bush by Speaker Pelosi. 7. Representatives kissing the buttocks of Speaker Pelosi. 8. Adjournment by Speaker Pelosi. 9. Speaker Pelosi's approval for the chief clerk's records of the day's proceedings. 10. Toadyism and flattery of Speaker Pelosi by senior members of the House. Her first act as Speaker of the House was to pass a bill that would outlaw the U.S. Senate. Speaker Pelosi announced that her next official act as Speaker, following her coronation on Monday, January 8, 2007, will be to declare war on the executive branch of the federal government. She has called for the White House to be raised and President Bush to be arrested and imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay, where he will be held without access to lawyers as, quote, "a threat to the security of this nation," unquote. Once the executive branch of government is neutralized as a threat to her reign, Pelosi will attack the Supreme Court before undergoing her apotheosis. Senator Ted Kennedy said upon hearing of the Speaker's plans, quote, "Long live Queen Nancy," unquote. Hillary Clinton cried, "Queen?" You mean goddess, don't you? The woman's a diva, a genuine diva, unquote. Despite their flattery, it remains to be seen, Pelosi said, whether Kennedy, Clinton, or any other senators will be allowed to live should they oppose her bill to eradicate the Senate. This has been Reverend Simulator for Hunt News. Thank you for suffering.